One of the most important industries in the race to greater sustainability is waste disposal. Without clean waste disposal, excess gas and pollution impacts land, water, and air. Today, a look at the next generation of waste and material handling as I speak with Earthworks, a company listed on Canada's TSX Venture Exchange. Earthworks' wholly owned California subsidiary, Cortina Integrated Waste Management, is located within an expanding market for integrated waste handling. Welcome to Global One Media Stocks to Watch. I'm Michelle Martin. Joining me is David Atkinson, CEO and Director of Earthworks Industries. Welcome, David.
Hi, Michelle. Nice to be on with you, and I look forward to talking.
Likewise. The waste industry in the U.S. has had to shift with changes in recycling regulations and also cope with higher disposal needs and reduce operational lifespan of landfills, a pretty challenging landscape. Can we start with the issue of irresponsible disposal of waste? I'd love to get your insights on the scale of this and the environmental impact in your market.
Well, I really think that it's the irresponsible disposal is more about just education and people understanding that, you know, the alternatives available are starting to become more and more available for us. And it starts at the source with people understanding that recycling and, properly disposing of it is a really important aspect. And it's probably more the ease of disposal of a lot of the some of the products still that encourages people to just toss it away and not really pay attention to where it may end up. And understanding that the industry is now really moving towards being able to handle an awful lot more of these types of material. And it's really, I think, about educating people and getting that material directed to the proper people to handle it. And that's something that I think is going to continue to expand. And we just need to start looking, I think, continually for better alternatives for some of those products that we all find very easy to just toss out and not really pay too much attention to, because it's just ease. And like the industry itself and the technologies coming along now to treat a lot of the materials that haven't been there before, I think that working on improved products that are just ease of disposal will continue to improve as well.
One of the challenges facing environmental sustainability initiatives is the declining market value of recyclables, which seems to put people off recycling. Can you provide insights into this and also explain how the Cortina Integrated Waste Management Project is addressing this challenge head on?
Well, really what it is, There's just not a lot of technology available right now, and for these types of materials. And we are looking, really at the current. We want to be able to bring all the material we possibly can into Cortina and look at technologies that are available. And it's really about we have to be conscious of the. It's really not. The cost so much is it's the cost to the environment that is really the what we have to look at. And we measure the challenges of these, a lower cost, less money in recycling some of these materials and reusing them. We really have to look at the cost to the environment is more the expense that we have to measure this by.
Your project aims to convert methane emissions into energy. Can you walk us through the process behind this transformation?
Well, that's Michelle. That's a good question. And landfills, I think the newer landfills moving forward will have less and less methane because of a lot of the organic materials are being redirected and used elsewhere. But it's still a very, very profitable asset. Component of the existing landfill operations, because all the landfills require methane capture systems for any material that may still be disposed of in the landfill and the existing operations. And the larger landfills that exist today, you know, are extremely profitable in capturing the methane and you know, generating power. And, you know, we're going to be looking at, we will, of course, have that particular type of system at Cortina as well. But I think there'll be an awful lot of alternative power generation that we'll be looking at as far as biomass and anaerobic operations that are now becoming very, very popular and more efficient. And that's something that we'll be looking at more as we move forward. And the more traditional energy generations, you know, we'll put solar, some of the older landfills now, once they're closed, they put solar panels up. And, you know, we just will be looking at whatever is currently available, the most efficient way to process any kind of gases that we can produce, whether biomass or anaerobic, as I said, or the methane capture as we move forward with Cortina. And I think that's you know, something that we have to be conscious of, because anything we can do to eliminate you know, anything getting into the environment is what the goal is at Cortina.
Besides converting methane into energy, which I understand is one of your prospective revenue streams, what sort of other revenue opportunities are you exploring?
Well, when we went after the lease approval at Cortina, one of the things that we looked at was anything that a major source, such as a city or one of the larger waste companies, would want to have available. And included is a material recovery operation, which is a you know, extremely valuable moving forward, because at that point, as we become more of a viable option, once operational to the region, you know, we'll be able to sort and separate a lot of materials coming in that would otherwise be going into the landfill. And there's revenues for repurposing, recycling, and reusing. And that's something that we'll look at. We're also included in the lease is a compost operation, which leads to material soil enhancement, compost operations, and material that can be recycled and delivered back into the agricultural. Cortina is located in a very large agricultural area. And so, of course, focusing on soil amendments and fertilizers and compost operations is going to be very key to the area. And it's also permitted for treatment of contaminated soils and sludges, which is you know, another very profitable operation and in strong demand and need. And that the alternative not alternative, but then the other power generation that comes from, as I mentioned, the compost the anaerobic operations, the biomass operations, and any other source of power that we can generate through traditional solar power as well in any areas of the site that we can locate.
Fantastic. For investors watching, can you share with us any key milestones achieved so far on this project?
Well, Michelle, I have to tell you the lease approval was a significant milestone. Cortina went through one of the most exhaustive environmental impact studies that could possibly be carried out, and it took several years to complete and make sure that the environmental concerns could be addressed, that it could be built and designed, and the other milestone that for Cortina was really how we, when we sited and chose the location of Cortina, California was a very important consideration, and we wanted to make sure that we chose a location with the highest possible standards for the environment. So we, in the development of the codes and regulations at Cortina, we took either the State of California codes and regulations for solid waste or the federal standards, whichever were the higher of the two, are the codes and regulations that we adopted for the regulations at Cortina. And we married those codes and regulations into tribal laws and regulations, which are very, very unique. And having gone through the federal agencies, the EPA Most of this has been vetted through Washington as well. And this gives the standards at Cortina precedent and application in all the regions of the United States.
Fantastic. So really looking towards Cortina being a model facility, it sounds
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. Very much so, Michelle.
That's fantastic. It was recently reported that the project Cortina is awaiting a comprehensive report from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for tentative approval. I'm going to get technical here, listeners, of the remaining site-specific flexibility requests. I wonder if you can explain in layman's terms the significance of this approval for your project. And do you have any anticipated timeline for the receipt of this?
Yeah, let me first of all explain that. The site-specific flexibility requests are design components of the landfill aspect of the development. As I said, Cortina's lease includes a landfill operation, a material recovery operation, composting operations, and soil and sludges. And this is what we wanted to make sure it included. The site-specific flexibility requests are what we are we've been going through the process of approvals with the federal EPA, and there are certain design components that had to be met. And we have gone through most of them at this point in time, four of the six that were required. And the last two we had just recently submitted on a cover to an evaporation tarp style of cover system, which was requested, and just final water monitoring. And that was submitted just recently last year. And we also took the opportunity at that time to complete a basis of design report, which is basically all of the updated costs for the full build out of Cortina. And it will be deliverable at that point in time. And that is really the analogy I use is, if you were had a construction to build a building or your own home or house, is the last tweaks of the permitting on perhaps, a couple minor items. And that is what we are expecting. And EPA has advised us that we would be receiving it sometime this quarter. So it could be as early as the end of March.
So say this comes through end of March, what are the subsequent steps then for Cortina, David?
Well, at that point in time, we will look at completing, there are other permits that were in progress, air, water, that it, really we've advanced as far as as necessary at this juncture, and really nothing else required for us to do. Once we have the final clearance on the two SSFRs, those can be completed in a timeline to move forward with our construction schedule. And as I said, we have the design documents ready to go, and we would immediately move forward with preparing and our construction phase.
Cortina took more than a decade, say, observers, in terms of regulatory, legal, environmental precedent. I wonder, based on your experiences with this project, are there any lessons learned that can be transferable in terms of future initiatives?
Michelle, we've definitely learned a lot having gone through this process. And if I was going to share or learn from this experience, we went through every element from local landowners to the county to state and all the through the regulatory federal agencies. But the most important element, I think, is to communicate with the local community and educate people. And right out of the gate, I would be outreaching to everyone to educate them, because these types of operations moving forward in the future are not like the old traditional operations that we grew up around. They are very sophisticated. They are looking towards every form of recycling and reuse and repurposing to protect the environment. And there is they're a whole new type of operation that the environment is the key. And it's educating the local community would be our priority moving forward.
Besides educating the community, I wonder if there were benefits to the community. Is there an anticipation of jobs being created through Cortina?
Oh, yes, it's a significant development in the Sacramento Valley as far as all kinds of infrastructure improvements, road improvements, local construction operations, and employment opportunities for the tribal members and the local community, and the just the improvement and opportunities in the agricultural base around Cortina. It has a significant economic development opportunity and benefit to the local community.
And finally, David, before we let you go, what do our viewers need to know about the investment opportunity offered by Earthworks Industries?
Well, Michelle, in the last year, I've been approached by an awful lot of individuals and companies, and recognizing really what we've done at Cortina, not just the development itself, but as I mentioned earlier, just the development of the codes and regulations, and identifying where this type of a facility might be located, and the land that you would want to focus on, and the demographics, and the ability to make sure that it's economical. And that is, I think, Earthworks is on the leading edge of a real new wave of opportunity. And this is something that I think we have the opportunity to now take forward. I think we've got a tremendous opportunity at Cortina. It is a significant asset in its own right and is going to continue to increase in value. And this, is very significant to the company, and the disposal asset at Cortina is already incredibly valuable and is not really recognized at this point, because we're just now beginning to start to talk about this and take it to the investors. And I think that there's going to be other opportunities for Earthworks moving forward. And I think that's a very exciting time, because I think the waste industry is coming back into a significant realm of consciousness with everyone. And it's not just because of the amount of waste that we're now creating and just the increased volumes, but people are now genuinely concerned about the environment. And that is something that I think we're on the front edge of. And that is really what our target at Cortina is to recycle, reuse, repurpose. And the last thing we want to do is put anything in the ground or have it escape into the environment. And that's, I think everyone is becoming very conscious of that. And that's something that I think we offer to everyone to be a part of, just a solution, and moving forward with, in our own small way, contributing to doing something for the environment.
We've been talking about integrated waste handling. It's a sector facing urgent demands. 21 of the U.S.'s 58 counties are expected to exhaust their disposal capacity within 15 years. David Atkinson is CEO and Director of Earthworks Industries. David, thank you so much for this conversation.
Michelle, it's been a pleasure, and thank you for your time.